Vayter in Oraisa, we are in Tainis Daf Lamed Amud Beis, eerily close to the very end of the Hilige Masechta. Says the Hilige Gemara, we're picking up on Lamed Amud Aleph by the bottom of the page, four lines up from the bottom. Next part of the Mishnah says Lo Yichal Basam Elish to Yayin Tana. Aval ochel basam alech for shosiam gito. We said you're allowed to go out and after, you know, sit in a second, you get salted meat and drink wine from the gito, from the press, which is not so good, basically. Basam alech had kama. When it says how you can have basam aliach, how long can the salt stay in there and still be that it's going to be problematic to be eating it? In other words, it's still considered like meat, says Rashi. Hava ad kama have a basa gomer, the lahave basam aliach. Kozman, Rashi's kind of telling us what the Gemara is about to see in a minute, so let's just see the Gemara now. Amar of Chinina Bar Kahana Mishmei de Shmuel Kol Zman Shehu Kishlamim. As long as it's still considered like a Shlamim. Now what does that mean? During the first 2 days and one night of salting the meat, it's not yet considered salted. Therefore it's still considered Aser. That's like the Shlamim. That's how long you have to go and to eat the Shlamim. V'yayin Megito Ad Kama, what about Yayin Megito? Kol Zman Shehu Ktosis. As long as it is still in a state of fermenting, literally a bubbling. Roseach, it's like bubbling, it's fermenting, it's considered new wine, therefore you're allowed to have it. Tana, which is not so gishmak, the new one, it's old age wine that's gishmak. Tana, yayin tozei nebo shum gilo, it's also not a problem of gilo. Rashi says, she'ein nachash shoseyu, because the snake won't drink from it. Ki yivach meresichaso. Yeah, well, it's still in the state of fermenting. V'kamet tisisa, how long is that? Gimel yomim, it's 3 days. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, kachay melo gishom Rav Yehuda b'Rav Yeloi, Erev Tisha B'Av, mivin lo pas chareva b'melech, on the afternoon before Tisha B'Av, they would bring him dry bread with salt. V'yoshev, and he would go ahead, he would sit, beep turn the page, lamar base, being tanner l'kirem between the oven and the stove, in a not comfortable place, which is makom nuvos rabbis, a disgusting place in the house. Ve'ochel, and you eat over there that dry bread. Ve'shos ha'aleh kita shabayim, and have the thing of water. Ve'dom k'vi shabayim, someone's in front of him, and he's behaving in a way as if someone's dead, as dead as before him. Tenana, some we learn to the mishnah of them psachim dun dalim mabiz. Makom shalgal lasses melacha b'tish bav. On a makom that no it's do melacha, osin you do melacha. Makom shalgal lasses melacha, lo lasses ein osin. Depends on the makom. As per whether or not you're going to do any sort of melacha. B'chol makom talmidei chachamim b'teilim. In every place, talmidei chachamim, they are a bottle from melacha. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Omer Shimon Gamliel says that li'olam yase kol adam asmo k'talmid chacham. A person should make himself like a talmid chacham when it comes to this kind of stuff. Tanya Melech Abayis also says, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Omer, li'olam yase adam asmo k'talmid chacham k'dei yishis aneh, in order to go ahead and to afflict himself. He should not be working on Tisha B'Av. Tanya Dach, if another person says, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Kol Ochel V'Shutzah B'Tisha B'Av, Ki Lo Ochel V'Shutzah B'Yom Kippurim. Eat a Tisha B'Av, it's like eating Yom Kippur. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Kol Ochel Malacha B'Tisha B'Av, says Malacha on Tisha B'Av, Hinnu Rav Simen Bracha Li'olam. He's not going to see Simen Bracha from that work, says Rashi. HaKadosh Me'ol Samalacha from that particular work that he does. V'chol Ma'orim V'chol Kolo Seh Malacha B'tishu V'adam does Malacha B'tishu V'adam V'einu Masabal Yushalayim V'einu Rabba Simchas. You don't mourn over the Yushalayim. You're not going to be Zocha. You're not going to be a merit. So start again. You will not see its joy. Shanem, as the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, Simchu es Yerushalayim v'gilu bat kolo aveh siso atah masos kolo misablam aleh. And it was misabal, and it feels the pain, it mourns that they're going to see the joy of it. Mikan Amr, we say, kol misabal Yerushalayim zuchav rabbi simchas. Anyone who mourns of Yerushalayim is going to merit to witness a joy. Shanem misabal Yerushalayim anyone rabbi simchas, so you're not going to be able to see it. Tanya Merachah Baisa also says, kol ochel basa v'shus yayim b'shimav, alova kasomer v'tiyah v'nosam ala tzmosam. Anyone who eats meat or drinks wine on Tishabav, Pasuk says about them, and their sins are on their bones. Right? This is not talking about the Tisha B'Av itself, obviously. This is talking about on from the Suda Mafsek. That's what she says. But Tisha B'Av Klomer B'Suda Mafsek Ba. I love a cross of Omer, Vatiya Vonosam, Alat Mosam, it's on their bones. Rabbi Yehuda Mechayev B'Kfiya Samita, the Mishnah said, Yehuda says that you got to flip the beds. That's a way of mourning. V'lo hodu l'cham v'cham or not mask him to it. Tanya, Amr lo l'Rabbi Yehuda. The Chacham said, Rabbi Yehuda, l'dvarecha, according to your opinion on Tishbav, everyone has to, you know, do this and flip over the beds, and ubersam nikos matei alein. What about the women that are pregnant, they're nursing, they're not able to go, they can't sleep on the ground. What are they supposed to do? Omer lahem, so Rabbi Yehuda said back to him, afani lamati ala biyacha. I don't mean somebody's able to do it, Rashi she'ef shalom. If you're able to do it, then those are the people that should be going ahead and getting it done, doing that. Tanya Amichai Barisal says, it's Modi Behuda Chum of Shani Yachal, he's masking those who can't do it, they're parted from doing this. So Modi Chum, the Behuda Yachal, the Chum actually agreed to Behuda, those who can do it. So then what's going on over here? My Ben Eretzim said to them, you give it out of Sharmitos, the other, what about the other beds that are in the house? What's the din over there? Chum said to Tishbav that they, you have to turn over only the beds that they sleep. And Behuda is saying turn over all the beds in the house. That's what you do by a person who's mourning. Rashi Shibabayas Shinoshokov Bahan. Kidatani will to the Braisa, Kisharmu Lichvas Amito, when it says to flip over the bed, Lomitos Bavaru Kofa, Ella Kola Mitos Kula Nu Kofa, not only down, but all of them he flips over. Amarava, Hilchusakatana Didan, the Loch goes like Artana, Vilohadu Chachamim, where I said the Mishnah, but the Chachamim do not agree. Kol Iker, which means that they don't agree with him at all. So the next part of the Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Lo hayu yomim tovim liyisok chamisha sar ba'av ki yom kippurim. There's no great holidays like that of the 15th of Av and Yom Kippur. Bishlami yom kippurim, and say why it's so great and joyous. Mishum de isbe slicha mechila, because Hashem forgives us. Amazing. Yom shenita baluchos achronos, also the day that we got the second set of luchos. Whoa. However, ela tu ba'av. Mai, what's Tu B'Av? What happened on Tu B'Av in the 15th of Av? I'm a Vidom Shmuel, Yom Shehutra Shavatam Lova Zabazeh. It's a day that they allow the Shvatim to marry one to the next. Rashi says, the Rechman Amr V'chol Bas Yorsha Nachala B'Midbar V'Ksiv V'lo Tosuv Nachala Mimata L'mata Acher. You shouldn't, it says everyone, you know, a daughter will inherit, and it says that you shouldn't give over a Nachala from one Shiva to another. Acher Ki Ish B'Nachala So Yidbeku B'nei Yisrael. From the Vitir Dov Zeh B'Chamisha Sabav, and they unlocked that on the 15th of Av. So the Pasuk says that a woman who had inherited land and was usher for marrying out of her Shevet, because then what's going to happen is going to go to her husband's Shevet when she dies. On Tu B'Av, the Chachamim got rid of that, something that we learned out, we're going to see soon. It's only applied to the generation that came to Eretz Yisrael with the time of Yeshua. My Darish, well, exactly what's the, was the Drasha? That they're allowed to go out and intermarry. Zad Dover Shertiva Hashem live no Slacha. This is a thing that we the Lord Hashem commanded to the daughters of Slacha. Dover Zeh Lo Yenog Elabador Zeh. Only in that particular generation, says Rashi, Zeh Miotu, Klomer, Lo Ye Dover Zeh Noig Elabador Zeh, but there shall be no Slachad. But after that, you can go and you can open it up to the world. To the rest of the Shvatim. Amar Rav Yosef Amar Nachman, Yom Shehut Shevet Ben Yom Levo Bekal, is no one else. Happened in Tu B'Av, it's a day that they allowed the Shevet Ben Yamin was allowed to go and marry into the Kaal. Rashi says, Lisa Nashon Lefisha Nishbu, Yisrael Mili Nasilim, Kedachsib Shotim, the terrible story of Bilayish Begiva, the whole storyline, they ended up asking for marrying into them, and they opened it up. Shemar V'ish Yisrael Nishba Mitzvah, Lamar Ish Bimena Luitin Bita Lebinyam Leisha, they made a swear, and Mitzvah saying, no one's going to give his daughter to Binyamin for a wife. Right, everyone swore not to take any. But on Tu B'Av, it was ruled that the people that made the shuls were only talking about themselves, but the next door was allowed to go ahead and do it. Whoa, my daughter, what was the drasha? Amar Rav, Mimenu, which means from us, for Lomim Panina, but not from our children. If our children are allowed to go and then they marry into Binyamin. Another pshat, something else that happened, another explanation, Rabbi Mechana, Rabbi Yochanan, Yom Shekolu Meisei Midbar, the day that it ended, the Meisei Midbar, we know that for 40 years, that they all would die every year in Tisha B'Av. They would dig their own graves, they would lie down in it. In the morning, a lot of them would die, and those who survived, they would leave. But came in the 40, after 40 years, they buried, they put their buried thing, they lie down in there, and they got up the next morning, all of them. Then they waited, maybe we're wrong, it's not Tisha B'Av, we were wrong with our calculation. And this kept going till Tu B'Av, because Tu B'Av was a full moon, therefore they knew they were right, and there was a simcha, because it ended the 40 years of dying in the desert. Yom Shekolubo. Meisei Midbar, Damar Mar, Achlo Kolo Meisei Midbar, as long as it happened, Lo Yidibar Moshe, there was no, Hashem wouldn't speak to Moshe Rabbeinu, Shemar, as it says, Vayikasher Tamu Kol Anshe Melchama Lumusar, there was Hashem Eli, was that all the men of war ceased dying, Hashem spoke to me, Eli, Hayah Dibor, to me was the Dibor. Now their explanation, Ulamar, Yom Shabita Hoshea, Ben Ele Prosdios, right, we switched that over here in the Sosa Shas. that was all the guards, right, that was set up from the times of Yerovim ben Nevat. So Shiv Yerovim ben Nevat al Adrachim, he placed them going through Shalom, Shalayali, so the regular can't go to Regel. V'amar, and at that time Moshe ben Ella came along and said, beep, turn the page, Lamed Aleph and Aleph, Lezer Shayirtu Yalu, whichever, which, let them go up to worship, to serve, whatever they want to go and serve. Says Rashi, Moshe ben Ella, Rasha Haya, to say, V'yasa Rasha ben Hashem, Rak Lo, Kamalchi Yisrael. Behind the Gemar, Rak Shabbatal Asap Prisdos V'Amar Le'ezes Yir Tiyalu. That was a good thing that he did, right? He was wicked, but in any event, he said to these others, "You can't do it." He removed them and he let people actually go ahead and worship them. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.